Hi, I'm Hazel, and I'm so glad you'll be stretching with me today. Before we begin, make sure you have a strap nearby, as well as a blanket or a mat to lie on. Now take a deep breath in, and then relax as you exhale. No matter what we're doing today, see if you can relax a little when you breathe out. Oh, one more thing. If a stretch is not feeling quite right, skip it. Then rejoin me as soon as you're ready. Now let's begin. Start standing with your legs hip distance apart, arms by your side, with your palms facing out. As you inhale, lift your arms out and up overhead. And as you exhale, lower them, palms facing down. Inhale, lifting the arms, palms up, and exhale, lowering them. Once more. Breathing out to lower the arms. Lift your arms up again and keep them there, spreading your fingers wide. Reach one arm higher than the other, and then back and forth, left and right. Now, reach both arms high, breathing in, and lower them, breathing out. Begin to swing your arms front and back. If it feels okay for your shoulders, swing your arms higher, and then pat yourself on the back each time the arms come forward and up. Good. Now, open your arms wide apart. And then cross them in front of you. Swing your arms now, crossing them in front, and then opening them wide, maybe beginning to move a little bit quicker. You can even pat yourself on the back when the arms come in front. The next time the arms cross in front of your chest, hug your shoulders. Reach around so far you could almost grab your shoulder blades. Now, inhale, lift your shoulders up towards your ears, and exhale, lower them. Inhale, shoulders up, and exhale, shoulders down. Once more. Now, hug your shoulders with the opposite arm on top. Inhale, shoulders high, exhale, shoulders low. Inhale, shoulders high, and exhale, shoulders low. Once more. Now interlace your fingers behind your body, arms bent to start. Roll your shoulders back, hugging your elbows toward one another, and then, if you like, begin to straighten your arms. Reach your knuckles down toward the floor. Stay here. Now lower your chin to your chest. Inhale, bring your right ear over your right shoulder. Exhale, chin to your chest. Inhale, left ear over your left shoulder. Exhale, chin to your chest. Continue with these half neck rolls, but with the hands unclasped, arms relaxed by your sides. Now clasp your hands in front, pressing your palms forward until your arms are straight. Lower your chin to your chest and round your upper back a little. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, relax your shoulders. Another deep breath in and relax. Now turn your palms to face your body. Try to pull your fingers apart, but don't. Move your hands and arms a little tiny bit to the right, still pulling, and now to the left. Come back to center and release your arms and lift your head. Lower your right ear to your right shoulder. Notice if your body is leaning to the right as well. Let your body be upright, with shoulders parallel to the floor, and only your head has tilted to the right. Stay here, with arms relaxed to your sides. To add on, press your left palm down toward the floor. Place your right hand on your left shoulder and press that shoulder down. You can even massage your neck and shoulders with that right hand. Breathe deeply. Release your arms to your sides and lift your head to center. Lower your left ear to your left shoulder. Stand upright, only allowing your head to tilt to the left. If you'd like more intensity, press your right palm down toward the floor. Place your left hand on your right shoulder, pressing it down. Massage your neck and your shoulder with that left hand. Breathe deeply, relaxing a little as you exhale. Release your arms slowly and bring your head to center. Let's do some shoulder rolls. Inhale, rolling the shoulders forward and up. And exhale, moving the shoulders back and down. Inhale, shoulders forward and up. Exhale, back and down. Continue with these or add your elbows, placing your fingertips lightly on your shoulders, drawing circles with your elbows. You could even extend the arms for a full arm circle. Do two more. Separate your legs wider than your shoulders now, turning your toes slightly out. Bend your legs. Place your right hand on your right thigh. Reach your left arm to the left, turning your palm up. Now inhale, bringing your left arm next to your head, tilting your body to the right. Stay here, but tilt your body a little bit further to the right. Let's inhale now to stand all the way up, and exhale to relax the arm down. Now the other side. Bend your legs. Place your left hand on your left thigh. Reach your right arm to the right, turning your palm up. As you inhale, bring your right arm next to your head, and as you exhale, tilt your body to the left. Breathe deeply here. Can you reach a little further to the left? Now, inhale to stand all the way up, and exhale to relax and lower the arms. Bring your feet closer together, about hip distance apart. Bend your legs a little, placing your hands on your hips, and circle your hips. Imagine you're in a jar of something very delicious, and you want to clean that jar with your hips. Now change direction. Good. Let's loosen the feet a little. Lift one heel high and then the other, going back and forth. Now keep one heel high and really press into the ball of the foot. Press your ankle forward. If you're feeling wobbly, find a wall to hold on to. Now put more weight into your big toe, and then more weight into your pinky toe. Back and forth, wagging your heel left and right. Now the opposite foot. Lift that heel high, and then the other back and forth. Now keep the opposite heel high and press into the ball of the foot. Press your ankle forward. Put more weight into the big toe and more into your pinky. Back and forth, left and right. Now pick up one foot and shake it. and then shake the other. Make circles with one foot, the opposite direction. And now the second foot. Circle that one. Opposite direction as well. Finally, let's loosen the hands. Squeeze your hands into tight fists and then open them wide, spreading your fingers apart. Again, squeeze and open wide. Once more. Now circle your hands at the wrists. See how it feels to circle them while making fists. A little different, isn't it? Now shake your hands up and down, left and right, in any direction that feels good. And let that shaking travel through your whole body. Don't hold back, shake it all, even adding sound effects if you like. Great. Are you ready to come to the floor now? Come on to your hands and knees now. Maybe placing a blanket under your knees if they'd like a little extra cushion. See that your hands are directly under your shoulders and your knees right under your hips. Spread your fingers wide and press your entire hand into the floor. Inhale, lifting your chest and tail, looking forward. And exhale, rounding your back, gazing at your belly. Again, inhale, lift your chest, look forward. And exhale, round your back, look at your belly. Continue a few more times. Back and forth. Rounding the back and arching the back. And if you'd like, you could even add a few hip circles. Or maybe wag your tail. Explore a little and see what feels good for you today. Now let's come into child's pose. Separate your knees as wide as your mat. Big toes together. Sit your hips back. As close to your heels as feels good for you. And rest your head either on the floor, your stacked hands, or on a blanket. Notice the stretch across your hips and back. Take a deep breath in, and then relax as you exhale. Again, breathing in to fill your body, and breathing out to soften something. Stay here for a few more breaths before rolling over to lie flat on your back. Hug your knees. Relax your shoulders. If your chin is pointed up toward the ceiling, tuck it in slightly so the back of your neck is long. If necessary, place a thin pillow or blanket under your head. Now rock your knees a little, left and right. Place two hands around your right knee. Place your left foot on the floor. For more of a stretch, extend your left leg on the ground. Take a deep breath in, and exhale, relax your shoulders and neck. Again, inhale, and as you exhale, pull your right knee in a little closer. Inhale, relax the knee an inch or two away from you. Exhale, pull the knee in closer, and inhale, relax it a little bit away. Continue. In and out, just a little bit. Still holding your right knee, rock that knee left and right, a little or a lot. Relax your shoulders. Keep your right hand on your right knee, but extend your left arm to the left on the floor, palm facing up. Inhale, and as you exhale, Open your right knee to the right as far as it is comfortable. Your right foot may or may not touch the floor. See what feels best for today. That's it. Breathe deeply here. If you like, you can bring that right knee a little bit closer to your right shoulder. Now slowly bring your right knee to center. And with the opposite hand, so that's left hand on that right knee, and right arm to the side, palm facing up. As you exhale, bring your right knee across your body to the left for a spinal twist. Your right hip may or may not come off the floor. Again, see what feels best for today. Relax your right shoulder to the ground. And every time you exhale, see if you can relax something. Maybe forehead, your eyebrows, letting go of your neck. Breathing out to maybe twist a tiny bit further. So slowly now come back to center. Hug both knees. Circle your knees together. You'll notice when you do this a lovely massage for your back and also across the back of the hips. Now change direction, making small or large circles with those knees close together. Place two hands around your left knee. Place your right foot on the floor, or for more of a stretch, extend your right leg long on the ground. Take a deep breath in, and as you exhale, relax your shoulders and neck. Inhale, and as you exhale, pull your left knee in a little closer. Inhale, relax the knee an inch or two away from you. And exhale, pull the knee in closer. Continue guiding the knee in and out. Doesn't have to be much. See if you can relax your face the whole time. Now rock your knee, that left knee, left and right, using one or both hands. Back and forth, left and right. Nice and easy here. Relax your shoulders. Extend your right arm to the side, palm facing up. Inhale, and as you exhale, open your left knee to the left as far as it'll go today. See how it feels to bring your left knee a little bit closer to your left armpit. Breathe deeply here. Two more breaths. Slowly bring your left knee to center. And with the opposite hand, as you exhale, bring your knee across your body to the right for a spinal twist. As you exhale, relax your left shoulder to the ground. Continue to use your exhales to soften something. Beautiful. Now carefully, slowly, As you feel ready, come to center. And then hug both knees. Place your hands on your kneecaps and circle your knees away from one another. These circles can be small or maybe a bit larger. Now change direction. Keeping your hands on your knees, the legs where they are and quite bent, open your knees wide apart. Press them wider apart with your hands. See how it feels to maybe rock a little bit left or right. You're welcome to stay here. Or if you'd like to try happy baby pose, keeping your legs quite bent, lift your feet up till they're stacked over top your knees with feet flexed as if you wanted to stand on the ceiling. With legs a little wider than your torso, reach on the inside of your legs to grab your feet, calves, or whatever you can get. Now pull down with your hands until your knees come much closer to the floor next to your rib cage. Can you iron onto the floor the entire length of your spine? Or is your tailbone peeling off the ground? Relax it down. Slowly place your feet on the floor, legs bent. Bring your arms to the side in a T with your palms facing up. Separate your feet as wide as your mat. Inhale, and as you exhale, drop both knees to the right. Inhale, bring your knees to center. And exhale, drop them both to the left. Inhale back to center. Continue here. Right and left, back and forth, very slowly, with feet still as wide as your mat. Keep going and see, how does it feel to bring your arms higher on the floor? Maybe you could even clasp your hands overhead on the floor and lengthen your arms long. That's it. Now bring your knees to center, feet closer together, and extend your legs long, full body stretch. Inhale, stretch your body long in both directions, and exhale, relax. Again, inhale, stretch long, and exhale, relax. One more time. Now let's stretch our hamstrings. Find your strap. Bend your legs, placing your feet on the floor. Place your strap around the bottom of your right foot. Hold one end of the strap in each hand. Relax your shoulders and let your elbows hug your rib cage. Slowly lower that right leg straight down toward the floor and then lift it back up. Keep going, inhaling in one direction and exhaling in the opposite. Be kind to your body here. No need to pull. The next time you lift your leg up, keep it there. And hold both ends of the strap with the right hand. Open your left arm to the left with the palm up. Inhale, and as you exhale, open your right leg to the right and drop your left knee to the left. Keep equal weight in both hips. Can you bring your right foot closer to your right ear? Or is it falling down toward the bottom of your mat? Breathe deeply. And see, can you relax your face? And can your breath be very smooth and easy? Now slowly bring your left knee to center and your right leg as well. Pause. Now hold both ends of the strap with the left hand. Bring your right arm to the right, palm facing up. Inhale, and as you exhale, bring your right leg 2 inches across your body to the left, in the direction of your left shoulder. For now, keep both hips evenly weighted on the ground. That right hip will want to lift, but keep that right hip pressing down. Relax your right shoulder to the floor. Relax your neck. That's it. If you'd like a little more sensation, bring your right leg a little further to the left. Maybe lifting your right hip off the ground. Be careful here. This can be intense. Feel free to come out and rest at any time. Continue to relax the right shoulder, your neck, and your entire face. Ah. That's it. Relax as you exhale. So slowly now, lift your leg back to center. Take your time. Reach your heel to the ceiling, relaxing your shoulders and face. Let go of one end of the strap. Slowly, so slowly, lower that straight right leg down to the ground. Then place your strap to the side for a moment. Rest. Flop your feet out slightly. Turn your palms up. Find a deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax. Let's even ourselves out. Bend your legs, placing your feet on the floor. Place the strap around the bottom of your left foot and reach your left heel toward the ceiling. Hold one end of the strap in each hand. Relax your shoulders and your neck. Slowly lower that left leg straight down toward the floor and then lift it back up. Continue. Inhaling in one direction and exhaling in the opposite. Nice and easy here. No need to pull. The next time your leg is lifted, keep it there. and hold both ends of the strap with the left hand. Open your right arm to the right with the palm facing up. Inhale, and as you exhale, open your left leg to the left and your right knee to the right. Keep equal weight in both hips. You'll find the right hip wants to lift a bit. Now, can you bring your left foot closer to your left ear? Beautiful. Breathe deeply. Slowly, bring your right knee to center and your left leg as well. Hold both ends of the strap with the right hand. Bring your left arm to the left, palm facing up. Inhale, and as you exhale, bring your left leg 2 inches across your body to the right, in the direction of your right shoulder. So you haven't gone very far yet. And with both hips evenly weighted on the ground, I'm betting you're feeling something here in the back and side of that left leg. Use your exhales to relax something. That left shoulder in particular. Soften your neck. If by chance you'd like a little more sensation today, bring your left leg a little further to the right. Maybe lifting your left hip off the ground a little. Be kind to yourself. Only go so far that you can breathe smoothly. Let go of that left shoulder. Relax your forehead. So slowly now, take your time, lift your leg back to center. Reach your heel to the ceiling, letting go of shoulders and face. And then let go of one end of the strap. Slowly, so slowly, lower that straight leg down to the ground. Place the strap to the side and rest. Feet flopped out a little, palms facing up. Take a deep breath in. And as you exhale, relax. Staying on your back, let's stretch the hip and the glute area next. Bend your legs, placing your feet on the floor. Bring your arms to the side in a T, with your palms facing up. Separate your feet as wide as your mat. Inhale, and as you exhale, drop both knees to the right. Inhale, bring your knees to center, and exhale, drop them both to the left. Inhale, back to center. Continue here, right and left, with feet still as wide as your mat. Good. Now the next time your knees are to the right, keep them there. If you'd like more of a stretch, cross your right ankle over your left thigh, still dropping both knees to the right. See how it feels to bring your arms higher on the floor, possibly even clasping your hands and reaching your arms long on the floor away from your left knee. Inhale, stretch, fill your body, and exhale, relax. Bring your arms to the side, untangle your legs, and slowly come to center. With your feet still as wide as your mat, drop your knees to the left now. You're welcome to stay here. This is a lovely stretch for that right thigh, front of hip, lower belly, lower back. But if you'd like more of a stretch, cross your left ankle over your right thigh, dropping your knees, both of them, to the left. Then slide your arms higher on the floor, maybe even clasping the hands, and reaching your arms long away from your right knee. As you inhale, stretch, fill your body, and as you exhale, relax. Slowly bring your arms to the side, untangle your legs, and bring those knees to center. Bring your feet and your knees all the way together. Cross your right thigh over your left thigh so tightly as if you were wearing a skirt. Hug your legs into your chest. Hold however you can. If this is easy for you, grab your feet and pull them a little bit apart east to west. Nice and easy there. Now pull your knees in and slightly to the left. Breathe. Relax a little as you exhale. This can be an intense stretch for that right glute. Definitely soften your forehead. Two more breaths here. Slowly place that left foot on the ground and then the right. And change sides. So this time, left thigh crosses over your right thigh. Hug your knees. Again, holding however you can, possibly finding your feet. Now pull your knees in and slightly to the right. Ah, that's a big one for that left glute, isn't it? Breathe deeply. Let go of your shoulders just a little. Now hug both knees and rock them or circle them, however you like. Now place your feet on the floor, legs bent. Open your knees wide apart, placing the soles of your feet together, forming a butterfly shape with your legs. Rest your arms either on the floor, palms facing up, or hands on your belly. Rest here, breathing deeply. Imagine here as you inhale, you could fill your inner thighs, your hips, and as you exhale, you could soften them a little bit. At any time, if this is feeling too much, feel free to extend your legs and let your feet flop out a little. That's it. Relax as you exhale. Now place your hands outside your knees and so carefully, using your arm strength, lift your knees. Hug those knees one more time. Find a full breath in. Exhale, relax a little. To stretch the front of your thigh, you can either lie on your side or on your belly. If you're choosing to lie on your belly, place your left hand under your head, and with your right hand, reach back and clasp your right foot or ankle. If you're choosing to stretch on your side, lie on your left side with your left arm under your head. Then reach back and find that right foot. If you're not quite reaching your foot today, no worries, use a strap. Just wrap it around the ankle. Whichever stretch you're choosing, keep your knees somewhat close together as you bring your right heel towards your right glute. Press your hip bones into the floor for those of you lying on your stomach, tucking your tail a little bit beneath you. If you're on your side, pull that right knee a little tiny bit back as you press your hips forward. The next time you inhale, fill your body. Exhale, relax a bit. That's it. Now, so carefully, release and switch sides to stretch your left quadriceps muscle. Guide your left heel towards your left glute as best you can. That's it. Breathing out to relax a little. Beautiful. The next time you exhale, release that left foot so carefully. Rest here on your belly, however is most comfortable for you. Now, grow your legs as long as you can behind you. Place your elbows on the floor under your shoulders, reaching your forearms a little forward. Spread your fingers, pressing your hands down a little. Press down with your elbows to lift your chest up. Roll your shoulders back. Find a slight tuck of the tail here to lengthen the lower back. Inhale, and as you exhale, turn your head to one side, looking over one shoulder. Inhale, come back to center, and as you exhale, look over the opposite shoulder. Once more to each side. That's it, nice and slow. Now widen your elbows and lie down, turning your head to one side, resting your cheek on your hands. Slowly turn your head to the opposite side. Breathe in. Exhale to relax. This concludes our stretching routine. I'm Hazel, and I'm so glad that you've been stretching with me today. Have a wonderful day.